newsmaker Gail Huff, someone who I've known in the past and very well thought of in her career and in time in terms of television news. I think one of the best anchors ever in New England in terms of WCVB, and then, of course, here in New Hampshire. But she's not here talking about media. She's here as a Republican candidate for the 1st Congressional District, Gail Huff, making it official. And Gail joins us, GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And thank you for the kind introduction. I appreciate that.
I don't know of many people who would argue with me on that. Gail, why the run? You know, it's a question I always like to ask presidential candidates and different office holders. You know, your husband Scott Brown, of course, the big race in Massachusetts, then running for Senate here against Senator Shaheen and falling short. But why do you want to do this? Why are you doing it?
Well, it's pretty simple. For New Hampshire, I really want to be able to protect our first in the nation primary. It's something that Chris Pappas voted against. I want to push back against these federal mandates, the vaccine and mask mandates, because I really don't want the federal government coming here to tell us what we should do in New Hampshire. This $3.5 trillion spending package, more federal taxes, more government regulations. I mean, you just had somebody on talking about the health care premium increases and how small businesses are getting killed. Yeah. Absolutely. In the past couple of months, I've met with so many people across the state, and those are two of the biggest issues, the mandates and just the government regulations and increased taxes that are affecting our small businesses. But, you know, ultimately, when it comes to foreign policy, the thing that really, I guess, was the final straw was Afghanistan. I watched that, like all of us did, in horror, and I was just absolutely shocked at the way the Biden administration carried out the withdrawal. And this is even after he had gotten word from his own military experts that he shouldn't do it the way he did it, that it wasn't the way to go about it. President Biden decided to withdraw anyway, leaving Americans behind, leaving $80 billion of our equipment, our intelligence, in the hands of our enemies. It was unconscionable. I think criminal, what happened there. And that was the final straw for me. I said, you know what? I can't sit here and complain. I can't look for all the problems and not at least try to do something about it.
You know, I think in New Hampshire overall, we're blessed with some very good people that want to make these runs for office. And I have to ask you this because I don't know you all that well, but what I know of you, a very decent, fair, nice person, and you've always been that way. And I guess my question is the political environment. You look at national, I mean, you know, here the Democrats are fighting among their own, and I don't know why people call them the progressive part of the party. I know it goes back to kind of the New Deal stuff or way back when that was a wing of the party. I think it's socialism. But, you know, the Democrats are wrestling their own over this $3.5 trillion spending bill, which might be trimmed down. The president's trying to, you know, get Manchin and others to sign off on maybe $2.9 trillion. That's on top of another trillion for infrastructure. And you look at Washington, there's no crossover except on the infrastructure bill. I'm saying the environment's very toxic. And here in New Hampshire, the state Democratic Party, state Republican Party in the state house, the House Speaker will tell you it's very divisive even here. And getting pretty nasty. I mean, just a week or so ago, Governor Sununu on this program took on the federal delegation for going after him over that executive council vote on the funding for family Planned Parenthood. And then Senator Hassan on the show defended that, going after Governor Sununu on his so-called pro-choice or his pro-choice stance. My question to you is, though, it's so nasty. Was that a thought in your mind getting into this environment to run for a federal office?
Of course. Of course. I mean, Jack, I'd be crazy if I didn't look at the reality of this. I have been in really, really nasty races before. I know what it's like to have the entire Democratic machine, including the president and his administration, working against you. I mean, we saw that in Scott's campaign. So, I know exactly what dirty politics look like. I have been down this road before. I know what to expect, but I'm ready to take that on, and I'm ready to fight for New Hampshire, because what happens if you don't step forward? what happens then? We just watch this train wreck go off the cliff? I just became a grandmother. I do not want my granddaughter growing up in a socialist country. I just spent 4 years living in a socialist country. I know what that looks like.
Mm. Of course,
no, I don't want that. And I am very, very angry about a lot of things that are going on in our country right now. And a lot of people are. You talk about the toxic environment. Well, a lot of that, of course, I think is our social media and just the way people talk to each other is a problem. I have made it a goal that I am going to be respectful, that I am going to take on this campaign in a respectful and proper manner so that, you know, it doesn't get personal like that and ugly like that. We should be talking about the issues. We should be talking about how we lower taxes, how we strive to make a smaller government, how we maintain our individual freedoms. I mean, those are the issues that set us aside as Republicans.
Right.
And those are the things that we should be talking about. And that's what I plan to talk about.
Gail Huff joining us, GMI Studios, now a candidate in the 1st Congressional District. Let me ask you one other question in terms of a primary, which may be different than a general election. Now, here in New Hampshire, we've seen this. Former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte in her race with Maggie Hassan when Donald Trump was sort of, you know, in that year. Senator Ayotte, some would say in the Trump camp, distanced herself, criticized Donald Trump, and it may have cost her. It was a very tight election. Governor Chris Sununu is, greeted the former president before this last election when he came into New Hampshire, but not necessarily went to the event, maybe citing COVID concerns at the time. I guess my point is, Donald Trump's a big factor in the Republican Party. Some would say
I mean, that would be at your peril, I would think. Listen, for the past 4 years, we were in New Zealand and the South Pacific representing President Trump and his administration and the America First agenda every single day, fighting back and fighting for President Trump and for America. So I don't think you can get any more supportive of the president
are you going to be seeking his endorsement here in this primary, because you have Matt Maurer, who has been close or gotten the Trump nod before, and Caroline Leavitt, who worked in the Trump White House as a deputy press person. So you almost have kind of two Trump-like candidates in there, and then Gail Huff and then others, but you may be one of the bigger names and able to raise money. Are you going to are you seeking the endorsement? Do you need that nod from the former president or not to win the primary here?
Well, if I may, let me go back a moment, Jack. Those two people did work in departments, but I was out day in and day out defending and representing and talking about America First to people, not only Americans, but people all over the world. So I think that there is a certain distinction there. Does everyone want his endorsement? I think that probably his endorsement is something that people do want. I would love to get President Trump's endorsement. He knows how hard Scott and I have worked, not only in defending his policies and pushing America First, but also in getting him elected. So, I mean, there's no question about our loyalty to President Trump. And if he chooses to endorse me, I think that would be terrific.
Before I let you go real quickly, certainly the state Democratic Party, Gail Huff, is trying to make abortion an issue if Governor Sununu were to run either for governor again or the U.S. Senate. They've certainly gone after him over that. When I mentioned the Planned Parenthood funding issue by the Executive Council, Governor Sununu describes himself as pro-choice, and the state Democratic Party and Senator Hassan went at him on this show talking about one of the pieces of the budget that came out as well as that vote in a past position, questioning his pro-choice credentials. My question, that's that race, and the governor can speak for himself better than anyone else, but Gail Huff is a candidate in the 1st Congressional District. Do you see a woman's right to choose as an issue or not? And if so, where are you on that position? Because I don't know.
I absolutely support the law that was recently passed and signed by our governor here in New Hampshire. I think that was the right thing to do, so that's exactly where I stand.
All right. Hey, we'll get you back again soon. And of course, referencing your time in New Zealand when you were with your husband Scott Brown as ambassador there. Thank you very much, Gail Huff, 1st Congressional District Republican. Thanks for being with us, GMI Studios. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.